This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Today's episode is about a different kind of gratitude. The kind we find not in what we hold on to, but in what we finally release. You see, we're taught that abundance comes from adding more. More goals, more healing, more achievements. But often it's the subtraction, the letting go of old stories, outdated versions of ourselves, relationships that no longer serve, and the pain that we've carried for too long, that creates the space for deeper peace, clearer purpose, and true alignment. We can learn to let go of control and the need to force what doesn't belong. So as we move into this season of thanks, I want to invite you into a deeper reflection. What if the most powerful gratitude isn't about what you've gained or what you have, but about what you've been asked to let go of? The gratitude in letting go. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifestation Therapy Podcast. I'm Judy Holly, clinical social worker, trauma therapist, master manifestation coach. This podcast blends the wisdom of universal principles with the transformative neuroscience of manifestation. You'll find inspiration for an abundant, aligned life. In each episode, I share strategies, insights, and conversations with healers, mental health professionals, coaches, thought leaders, and individuals with powerful personal stories. Before we begin, a quick note. The views and opinions expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect my personal beliefs or the principles of manifestation therapy. So take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and always honor your own intuition.
Because it is Thanksgiving weekend, I figured I would release another podcast on the gratitude in letting go, on subtraction, which is something that has been a theme lately for me. See, I grew up with loss. We lost my father when I was almost 5, and he was larger than life in my extended family and my family of origin. So the loss was felt deeply by many. And growing up with the missing piece taught me very early that there could also be this pattern on what was found through subtraction, through loss. And as I grew, my consciousness expanded to understand that the darkness we go through invites in some way light, at least if we're able to allow it. This has been a theme lately. I went to see Eckhart Tolle, and he talked a lot about how without the darkness, there isn't light. Without that kind of understanding, we don't find our consciousness. For me, relationships were either very chaotic and toxic, continuously involving estrangement and disconnection, or they were unconditional to the extreme, where codependency, if I actually use that word, would have to be the defining theme. These relationships perpetuated the strength of that feeling of I am not enough, that distortion, the imprint on me from early years where I was the object of abuse and where loss became a theme in my life that those I love always leave me. So as sad as that sounds, this theme was so confusing because at the time I was able to recognize that the subtractions and loss in my life often led to an abundance of the very thing I craved. Love and connection. Abundance is in connection. It is something most of us are seeking, hoping for, asking for. Our world praises addition rather than subtraction. We are taught to collect experiences, goals, habits, education, stuff, and even healing tools to become better, more, and to succeed. As though to be whole, we need more to hold. I am always suggesting gratitude to my clients and loved ones. It's very important. It is where we find our own abundance, to be grateful for what we have. But sometimes what we're grateful for is also what's been subtracted. This is the month of gratitude. At least here in Canada, we have Thanksgiving this weekend, and it is a time where we literally hold thanks for what we have over turkey and connection. We come together with those we love, and sometimes those we don't like, to focus on where we are and who we are in gathering. Some struggle with this and avoid it, or just do not have the family and group to connect with, which often can make it hard to find peace in what is. Over the years, I have my family now, and family that I have chosen comes together. Now, recently we had this beautiful, very energetic, and very large full harvest moon. And the energy felt from this moon was nothing short of amazing. I am sure many people felt the urge, or even followed through with emotionally based, life-altering decisions. Conflicts were activated, regrets were formed, and unfortunately there are many of us who listened to the chaos of our nervous system rather than just riding the waves to the other side. So many are now struggling with the state of lack, of anxiety, of grief, of chaos in their nervous systems from that. Sometimes what we truly need to give thanks for is not what we have gained, but what we have released. What has ended either by our hand or another's. And we now need to release with love, peace, and gratitude. So I recently listened to a podcast put on by my new spiritual business coach on subtraction. I had never called loss subtraction before, but it's such a gentler term to use when we lose something. It's something I've always valued as a lesson, but not something I previously found as proof of abundance or a path of reset. It's exactly what it is when we find gratitude in our loss. The early loss of my father led me to a connection with younger cousins who became brothers to me. The loss of my mother, brother, and many other condensed into a short time span led me to find light after darkness. And it actually led me to completely alter my entire life and learn of the power of manifestation. I wouldn't be where I was today without it. This fall, I have begun this journey to take action and to align with where I need to be as opposed to struggling with where I am. Things have been happening at a speed I've never experienced before. Calls, focus, structure, and realizations are coming at me at a speed my previous connections did not provide. Where previously pain would have led me down a path of grief and disorder, I have instead been able to find experience, emotions, and release them at a much faster understanding. Now, admittedly, the whispers of my intuition have always been felt, but now they seem just a little bit louder. There's this pull to act rather than fear action, and it's so much stronger. I become open to much more of my own energy, and emotions seem to ride through me at a faster pace than ever before, especially if they're discomfort. There's not this chaotic, overwhelming presence. There's simply a glimmer in my nervous system when it's activated as an ever-present reset. I am able to intuitively see what before I may have second-guessed myself or doubted. There's an act of untruth, this need of a client that comes to me. There's an emotional experience from another that I feel. All of this is happening in a place where I have this lens of love rather than resentment, shame, or lack. I can just feel this ever-present support. But in this, I have begun to understand things on a new level of allowing, and my energy field has felt completely ready for the next best thing. Even if my mind is screaming in shock and horror at something that's happening, it is my nervous system and this inner knowing that's located somewhere in my brain that simply nods and says, I already knew. When our energy field is full of noise, with commitments that don't feel aligned, mental clutter, emotional residue, gratitude so much harder to access, it becomes stuck. We end up cycling through feelings that do not feel aligned to us. We disconnect with substances, or screen time, or shallow and superficial coping to avoid the connection to our shadows, the lack and the pain. We fill up space to avoid the stillness that it may provide. We do not allow the time and space to process things, and instead we want noise. We disconnect from ourselves when we do that. We disconnect from others that love us, and we tell ourselves that is what we need to feel better. But that is a way of distraction. It's actually disconnection. It's a way of quickly passing time because we are not able to face what truths lie in our nervous system. We're not yet ready to fully heal, and that's okay. True gratitude is the energetic practice of receiving, not performing. It involves self-acceptance and clearing, often from a place that can move us through darkness and pain we're not yet ready to explore. Subtraction can be that pain. Accountability for our own actions, our past, our thoughts, may be the pain that is too heavy to open up and release. So instead, we choose an easier path, and that keeps us where we are. This is so unfortunate, but for many, or at least for some, this is their path. And with the law of cause and effect, this is where their choice may create an unaligned future until they're better able to process, heal, and clear. All is actually perfect, no matter what. So what this means is that it's okay if they are not ready, if you are not ready. As long as you're not ready and are still able to feel the presence of love. So there are some people that are going to go through their whole lives not ready. And that's okay too. If you are ready to shift, to transform, and to heal, there are some questions that you may want to focus on to discover what subtraction can bring for you. What is ready to fall away for you? What feels heavy but familiar? What are you grateful to no longer carry? Where in your life would space allow you to launch forward where you need to go? These answers may be practical: an overfilled calendar, an unhealthy habit, the stress of isolating yourself. Sometimes they're more subtle: the way you speak to yourself, the guilt that hides under being busy, the lack of honest communication you give those that love you. Every release can be a thank you. The universe responds to space. Energy will flow where there is room to land. And if you're making decisions, if you're allowing your nervous system and how activated it is to lead you, usually that's not the right decision. When your field is crowded with noise and chaos, the universe, it cannot send you a clear signal. So you may confuse its message and end up feeling more chaos. Your sleep patterns become off, your nutrition becomes off, your movement becomes stale. Your relationships may become a constant struggle. You may make decisions based on threats and imprinted messages you continue to carry from adverse childhood experiences or trauma that is deeply rooted in your nervous system. What this means is, instead of healing and putting yourself as a priority in caring for your body, your nervous system, your thoughts, your emotions, you try to turn them off. Gratitude is the frequency of "there is already enough." Subtraction amplifies that frequency by showing trust that letting go will not create emptiness, but spaciousness. You cannot receive thanks when your system is busy holding everything. The worry about being enough, the constant proving, the guilt and rest, the stories that whisper, "you should do this" or "you should do that." The actions of those who hurt you in the past are now repeating in your own pattern with others. This is why subtraction is so powerful. It is allowing rather than clinging. This is what I once did. In fact, I used to turn everything inward, including the loss I experienced. When someone I loved hurt me, when a friend withdrew, when a man rejected me, when family judged or dismissed me, my first instinct was to collapse into myself. I believed there had to be something wrong with me, something broken, defective, or unworthy that caused people to pull away. It was me. I was the problem. I replayed every word, every look, every silence. I searched for proof of what I had done to deserve the disconnection. Was I too much? Too sensitive? Was I too honest? Too hopeful? Was I just unwanted? It had to be my fault. I was not enough. I was unlovable. I was too much. The self-blame was immediate, automatic, a reflex born from a nervous system that equated rejection with danger. I didn't understand it then, but my body was still trying to earn belonging through self-punishment. The ache of abandonment became a familiar frequency, and my energy kept looping in belief. If it kept happening to me, it must be me. I was the common denominator in all of the loss that I experienced. So I would turn inward, but not in a healing way at all. It was in a very collapsing way, and I never felt better. I made other people's reactions a reflection of my worth. I didn't yet understand that people withdraw not because of what they see in you, but often because of what they see reflected back in them. It's the parts of themselves that are still unloved, unhealed, or afraid. I didn't yet know that being deeply feeling, expressive, and awake can unsettle those still asleep in their own truth. This is a lesson I am still learning. And I've been very grateful at the fact that I can gradually accept it. I've also learned I do not need to disconnect fully from those that are not aligned to me. To keep myself safe or distance from their energy, it can just be a quiet backing away, a creation of space, while still allowing them the presence to connect. I have come into my power in recent years on a much faster way. As I was growing up, however, being sensitive, being powerful, it felt like it was a flaw. I would pick up subtle energetic shifts that were ignored by others, and I would instantly feel chaos. Like I somehow created it just by sensing it. There were no boundaries in my self-blame, but I have learned finally, wholly, that I'm no longer broken. I was injured, but energetically, emotionally, and spiritually, the residue of that rejection did not belong to me. I can feel pain in subtraction, and I can still understand that it is okay, that it will not damage who I am or my path. I can miss what I have lost without making it about me. You see, though, that's what trauma does. Trauma convinces you that the pain happening around you is happening because of you. That the way people treat you, lie to you, abuse you, isolate you from you is about you. It's not. It teaches you to react, to isolate, to continue patterns that were done to you as a way of communication or effectively handling discomfort. So rather than heal, this keeps you in chaos. It just adds another layer of stored pain in your nervous system. You don't need to continue that. It has taken me far too many years to count to sit with my own discomfort, to understand that loss is not a punishment, to understand sometimes it's even about protection. It isn't about lack or being not enough, it's just about redirection. Sometimes it is just the soul that says, not here, not this. The subtraction, for example, of my brother in losing him from my life, it was such a massive disconnection. It was not something I could see light out of, but it also supported my alignment with the truth of who I was and my capability. It also connected me to others that were there to support me. It showed me the truth of how I was supported. And it launched me into healing at a faster rate than any other loss in my life. I'm also able to recognize that there was a part of me that kind of expected it. Subtraction is really the disconnection in our lives. When we allow rather than force them, when we do not create them based on our nervous system chaos, there's a guidance of gratitude, an energetic pruning to clear away into deeper alignment. The work we need in that moment is not to stop feeling, but rather to not take every feeling as evidence of being unworthy. We are all worthy. It means that in the moment, if others do something we do not align with, if others pull away, if they say things that hurt us, if others create conflict, it does not mean we are in the wrong, too much, or not enough. It means they've reached the edge of what they can hold. It means that if we physically lose something we hold value in, the letting go may be just what we need in the moment. That what we have lost may just be what we need to remove in order to create space for new. Even if we do not see that it was taking up space in our lives as a block, it could be that thing is just what we need to release. So we may feel the absence, longing, missing, resentment, confusion, sadness, hurt. I have felt all of those, but that's just an emotional experience. Those emotions make us human. We can experience each emotional experience and process them, nurture them, and let it go. The four N's, as I've said. Name the emotion, notice where it is in your body, normalize it, and then nurture it. It becomes problematic if you push the emotions away, if you distract from them, if you disassociate, disconnect, avoid, or try to control rather than simply be. It becomes problematic if you make a decision based on your emotion rather than your whole being. So it's really important to send love, to find, to allow what has been valued and subtracted, rather than to hold resentment and anger towards it. Cognitive distortions are important to mention in addition to physical holds and relationships. At times we need to subtract the thoughts, the belief systems, and the obtrusive thinking that controls our anxiety, activates our survival instinct, and stores it in our nervous system as ailments and discomfort. The obtrusive thoughts about what lies we have told, mistakes we have made, or false identities that we perpetuate are not our truth. When we consciously release the unnecessary, a belief, a resentment, a perfectionist expectation, we turn to our natural state of receptivity, Gratitude flows not from effort, but from ease. Gratitude comes with proper communication of our needs, our feelings, and our thoughts. Gratitude isn't all about emotion. It's actually biological. When we shift from tension to appreciation in gratitude, our brain's limbic system signals safety. The vagus nerve softens, the body moves from threat into connection. And connection is what it's all about. We want to grow and expand as people to nurture that communication of who we are in order to heal. If your body is in a state of dysregulation, you cannot truly access genuine gratitude. You may try through writing, repeating aloud, or making choices based on dysregulation to find your peace, to accept where you are. However, if this is done through a cognitive distortion, then you will only perpetuate the chaos in your nervous system. You will continue to observe lack, anxiety, and your system will just not believe there is gratitude and peace. That's why subtraction in true connection is so important. To understand that your anxiety or trauma response is not truly who you are, but what you are experiencing. To breathe through those body sensations, thoughts, and emotions in order to understand what you are and what you truly need. Usually what you need is connection, not disconnection. Forgiveness and self-compassion as opposed to resentment and judgment. It's helpful to ask, if I were to release the past, what could I find gratitude for in the present? Sometimes the universe brings you subtraction with no ability to control it. We cannot control the actions of others or accidents and tragedies that may happen. At these times, it can feel like you are spinning through the emotional experience. The space that is created in these times may also be what you have been asking for. You just may not have been aware that this would be where it shows up. Truthfully, we can be blind at times to the blocks we are holding. I find it helpful in these moments to allow my feelings to come, to settle into them, to breathe, and to remind myself I am supported by the universe, even if the situation sucks. Knowing that what has been subtracted will return with different energy has also been really supportive. Understanding when subtraction happens by another's decision that it's not about me, but about them, and it helps separate my identity from the loss. It can still hurt, but this is a human emotion. Knowing it is because of energy that is not aligned with whatever object, person, belief, or goal has been subtracted can help to process the pain a lot faster. Asking the divine source, what do I need to do next to support the space that has been created? What would it take for me to make a deeper aligned connection with what is coming in now? How can I send love through myself and others to align and heal with what space has been found? Grief is natural with loss. It's about honoring what was loved. Grief can feel like the absence is crushing and can often connect, as they do with me, to earlier life experiences of losing what and who was loved. Grief in this subtraction can feel like immense rejection. It can be confusing and soul-shattering. In the moment where these experiences are powerful, again, we just need to find stillness to allow the process, which on the other side leads to transformation and healing. To understand we are always okay and all is as it needs to be. The universe works through balance and polarity. The law of polarity teaches us that less is actually more. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy reminds us that nothing ever disappears. It simply changes form. So if you release what is in the act of subtraction, you do not lose, you just transform, even if it's painful. Letting go of what drains you will allow you to find room for what aligns with you. If you're able to release an outdated version of yourself, it allows the next expression to emerge in a powerful way. Subtraction is actually where expansion forms. If you're quiet in the stillness, you find this space ready to begin new. As you heal, you clear. As you grow into expansion and space, you bring in new abundance. Keep the doors open rather than closing them and hiding away. If you're feeling rejection because someone has disconnected from you, just know that that is their path that they need to take. Think of the trees this season, how they allow their leaves to change, to shift, and fall away without a struggle. They're not dying, they are conserving their energy. They are preparing to rest through a new season. Their roots remain strong and protected by the earth. Their branches continue to reach towards the light. In this shedding, they may reveal their strength, what is essential in their structure. That is about subtraction. So this Thanksgiving, rather than adding to your list of gratitude and goals, needs, and more, simply notice what it is you can release with love. Is it the need to make others happy, or the pressure in the moment to be perfect? Is it comparing to others who seem more together? Is it the shoulds that live in your body? Is it the relationship that no longer feels like it supports you in aligning with what you need? Is it the energy of others that feel more like disconnect than connect? Is it the past that guides you to disconnect from others the way that caused you pain as you were growing? Feel the gratitude rather than force it. Gratitude is not an action, it's a state. Subtraction can give you space for an abundance of gratitude. This is where manifestation can exist. By creating space, you invite resonance. The law of vibration works through the shift of energy from grasping to allowing. Life meets you with new reflections in healing and balance. So this weekend, before you list what you're grateful for, make a list of what you are thankful to release. Write down everything that no longer belongs in the season of your becoming. Breathe in gratitude for what not only is beautiful, but what is done. For what it's given you, taught you, allowed you to survive, even if it hurts to let something go. There is a deeper layer in allowing than trying to cling. Allow it to release in love, space, and thankfulness, and accept what comes in its place. Thanksgiving is not just about abundance, but acknowledging the sacred endings that make abundance possible. And I promise, in that space that is created in the subtraction, there will be something in its place, even if it's just whatever you've lost returning to you in a different form. True gratitude does not ask you to be more. It asks you to see more. In subtraction, you can find space for divine energy. Celebrate not only the harvest this Thanksgiving, but the sacred emptiness that precedes every new beginning. Trust what leaves you, honor what stays, and be grateful for the space in becoming more. This is an affirmation that I'm going to leave you with today. I am grateful for what remains and for what I have released. Every subtraction in my life creates room for deeper peace, clearer purpose, and truer alignment. Gratitude is not for what I have, it is for what I hold with awareness. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And just one little plug here is that pretty soon I am going to be starting an anxiety group, about an hour a week for 6 weeks, and I will just be offering some coaching for people who struggle with anxiety or would like some more information and some tools and strategies, and we will probably also be doing some brain spotting. If you want to sign up, just reach out, info@manifestationtherapy.com.